Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. There's a lot of things going on in Washington, D.C., the battle over the speakership. We have a war that is raging in the Mideast and a lot of dysfunction here at home. So we're going to focus on that today. Scott, good to have you here.
Always great to be back, Loman. Thank you.
Scott, as we look at the fact that we have sort of gridlock in Congress within the Republican Party, we have gridlock between the parties. As you go around the country, what are you seeing here when it comes to how average people are viewing this situation where we just seem to have dysfunction everywhere we turn?
The Republican Party has always been sort of divided, and there's been different factions that flex power at the appropriate moment in history. And I think you're seeing some of that right now in Washington, D.C., with the Republicans that are courting Jim Jordan for Speaker, and some of these so-called majority makers, the moderates, that are opposed to Jordan. There's people that are for Ukraine money and appropriators that are opposing Jordan. There are people within the political power structure of other leaders in Congress that are opposing them. And of course, all the Democrats are. And so on one hand, you've got a real moment for the grassroots to step up and fight for one of their own in Jim Jordan. And that's created sort of this groundswell of political activism that we really haven't seen in Washington to this degree in, I think, at least a decade, really since the Tea Party movement. And, you know, there's been other efforts with trying to repeal Obamacare and electing Donald Trump, right? Those are standard elections that sort of activate every political stripe in the Republican Party, from conservative, establishment, MAGA, America First, the traditional voter. And now what we're seeing is this activism from the grassroots and the way that they are flexing their political power on people that aren't really comfortable or at least aren't used to feeling that pressure.
As you have pointed out, the various components of the Republican Party have been activated here over the speakership battle and the budget battles going on. What is this doing to donors? Because money, of course, as has often been said, is the mother's milk of politics, and we have an almost evenly divided U.S. House of Representatives and evenly divided U.S. Senate. Money's going to play an important role. What are the donors thinking of this?
Well, you got to understand, Kevin McCarthy was a prolific fundraiser, and so has Steve Scalise. Jim Jordan's raised money off the grassroots as a conservative fundraiser, but the political establishment has invested so much time and effort into the Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise leadership structure that there's a lot of hesitancy for them to move away from that right now. And they think that there's a chance that they can bring McCarthy back into power. And so, on the other hand, the low-dollar donors that are used to giving $10, $20 online are viewing this as like, hey, what's going on? We also contribute, and we can't get our guy in because of a small number of people that are these Patriot Program members that expect the rest of the Republican Party to fold because Jim Jordan's too conservative for their district, or he's going to hurt their reelection chances. He's too close to Donald Trump. They're going to take all that stuff out of context. And I think that it is just a real moment here to step back and say, okay, money obviously is important to helping us win our races. And we are grateful for people that step up in a big way to win these close elections with their money. But that can be a $10 contribution, or it can be thousands of dollars. I think that everybody has to understand, when you're building enthusiasm behind a movement, there's authenticity with people like Jim Jordan. And it's kind of hard to get all excited about the same old politics, at least for the grassroots. And so I think that's why you're seeing really this coming to a head right now between the small dollar donors and the big donors that have really padded the cushions for Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise over the last 12 years or so.
And playing in the background here, which actually should be in the foreground, is the fact that we don't have a federal budget. We're operating under a continuing resolution allowing last year's budget to continue in place here until some point here in mid-November. Scott, what impact is all of this having on the ability of Congress to actually get something done by mid-November or are we once again going to be up against the so-called shutdown deadline?
Well, yeah, you're right. November 17th is when that continuing resolution expires, and there's a lot of talk of empowering a temporary speaker to negotiate a fiscal deal that would basically just extend these Biden spending levels all the way through the middle of next year. I think that that's an unacceptable position for most people that are involved in these conversations, unless you're a Democrat. And that's what the Democrats want in exchange for sort of bringing the House back into order. But ultimately, that's what we're doing when you hand over power to the Democrats, even though you have a Republican majority. So I think the path forward here is finding an agreement that we were pretty close to in September, letting the House use the majority that we won in 2022, and actually using that power to confront the Biden administration that has led to record deficits, that's spending tens of billions of dollars on other countries that may or may not be in the national interest of the United States right now. Actually having those spending debates, I think, is a healthy thing for our country instead of just ramming one party's vision, which would be the uniparty, down the throats of the American people.
We have been talking with Scott Parkinson. Scott Parkinson, of course, with the Club for Growth. And Scott, tell us a little bit about the club.
Well, Club for Growth is based out of Washington, D.C. We're an organization that is 500,000 strong, and we're united in economic freedom, opportunity, and liberty. Check us out at clubforgrowth.org, and you can sign up to become a member for free.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Scott, we'll look forward to following this with you again next week. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.